This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are live from the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies Annual Trends and Strategies Conference. Did I get it right that time?
You did.
Awesome. And we're here with my good buddy, David Ling. David and I have known each other long enough. I was a young student, and David was a young grad student, and now here we are 1,000 years later. But, Dave, what I really want to do is I want to talk about the process of application and admission for the program.
Well, Jim, thank you. I'm happy to do that. The application deadline for the Master's of Science in Real Estate is March 15th. Plenty of good applications coming in from students, so we're certainly looking for more, willing to consider some more resumes. So if you're looking to kind of up your game a little bit, kind of take that real estate game to the next level, you might want to consider the Master's of Science in Real Estate at the University of Florida.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because I meet regularly with young people in the South Florida area that always ask me how to get ahead. They've gone to, let's say, FIU undergrad. They've worked as a residential broker, or maybe they work for one of the non-investment grade real estate firms, and they want to improve. They want a career rather than a job. They go, Jim, what do I do? I go, well, you should survey the different real estate programs around the state, because they all offer a different thing. But if you really want to change the game, you go to the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, MSRE program. I know I botched that a little bit, but I'm doing the best I can. And so that's where I know Lawrence Wright, who was just on, was from the building construction program. You can do things with guys from building construction, can't you?
We have at least six of the MSRE students this year have building construction undergraduate degrees. So having a building construction background is a great background to use in the commercial real estate area. But I mean, what I would say to a young person, or even not so young, looking to kind of take that next step, is that what a master's degree will do for you is provide some of those technical skills that you may not have gotten as an undergrad. By technical, I mean sort of the real estate finance part of it, the valuation, sort of those technical skills, pro forma modeling skills that you might not get as an undergrad.
They all go to me, well, hey, I can just go take the Argus course and I can know everything. Is that really true?
Well, the problem with Argus is that it's a great program, and certainly you can learn how to model acquisitions and deals in Argus, but you need to understand what goes behind those numbers, right? Why do they hang together? What makes a good pro forma? And those are the kinds of things that you can get in a graduate program like ours.
You know, I had an undergraduate degree from UF, and I know that it's really not available anymore. And then I did go and I got an MBA, not the MSRE, because I don't know that they offered the MSRE then. But that's actually an interesting thing. You're still producing the real estate MBAs too, aren't you?
Yeah, we certainly have a real estate concentration or major within the MBA program. A number of good students pursuing real estate careers in the MBA program. It's just a little different. The MBA is a little bit more of a general managerial degree, management degree, whereas the Master's of Science in Real Estate allows the students to focus a little bit more on things specific to real estate, including the ability to go take building construction classes, an urban regional planning class.
You really need to also offer a little bit of something in social media and marketing and PR, I think. I'd be happy to teach that.
I think you'd be well positioned to teach that course for us.
Yes, I am the marketing hub. Now, Dr. Ling, going forward, as the program continues to evolve, thanks to fabulous donations by people like Kelly Bergstrom and Kent McGurn and all of our other benefactors, Dick Donnellan, what do you see as the next level as you continue to separate yourself from the other programs in the state?
Well, I think the thing we do as well as anybody, and I think better than most, is the industry interaction component. So we have a good set of courses, coherent set of courses, taught by a lot of good full-time and part-time professors. But I think the thing that we excel at, and this is both for the MBAs and the MSREs, is providing access to industry professionals for our students. There's constant interaction either through the Ring Speaker Series, the Case Study Series, this conference, local regional events. So the students have ample opportunity to get access to high-level professionals that probably wouldn't return their phone call or email if they just called them out of the blue.
Well, I know that's a fact. Most of them call me, and it's tough for me to get them on the screen with some other folks, but I put them through the paces, and I help them get jobs, and I guess that's part of what you're talking about. Now, One of the things that's kind of come into my mind is that a lot of the people going through the program now, not a lot, but a material number, appear to be next-gen people. I mean, second generation. I work with a lot of family offices. So, for instance, I've seen, well, we're going to have Mr. Scarola on in the end of the show. We're going to talk about why he selected UF. We know that one reason is that his dad's an investor and on the board with me. So are you seeing more of this turning of the wheel of the next generation coming in?
I think it's interesting, and you raise a really good point. It's really interesting how many people that gravitate toward commercial real estate know someone in the business, whether it's a dad, an uncle, an aunt, a sister, or whatever. So it is true that oftentimes good analytically oriented students don't think about commercial real estate unless there's some family member or a relation that they have that says, hey, you can be analytical and do commercial real estate.
Well, one of the things that I've always said is I've said that real estate, the real estate business, commercial or residential, is really a mentorship business. Most people can't get their start unless they get to work with somebody that's senior, get some of their deal flow, get a little traction, learn something. Are you finding that that's now playing into what you're doing? Because I know that you have a very large mentorship component of the program.
Yeah, all of the graduate students and even some of the undergrad students have access to industry mentors. So we assign them, sort of formally assign them, some two or three members of our real estate advisory board that have the responsibility of mentoring those students through the academic year. And of course, the students have access to many other of our board members and alums like you as well. So I think that the game is changing in commercial real estate. I think analysis is more important. I think the level of technical expertise is ramped up. But I think you're right, Jim. I think those personal contacts are still necessary in virtually any commercial real estate field. And I think that's what makes it attractive, in my mind, as a career. You can't be good at commercial real estate sitting behind a desk.
Oh, God, thank you for saying that. That would be like the worst thing to happen to me would be to sit behind my desk. It would drive me crazy. And when people ask me what I do, I just simply pick up my iPhone and go, this is what I do. I put the people in touch on this phone in touch with each other, and that's what I do. Now, Dr. Ling, you had mentioned that you see the real estate business evolving. When I first got into it, we were using plat books. I had to do meets and bounds to drive through and find a property. It would be brutal. At the time, I said that my business was in information arbitrage. It's getting tougher and tougher to find information that other people don't have. So to me, that means more than ever, real estate is a relationship business.
I think you're right. I think that the game really has changed. I think it used to be that you could create a comparative advantage by having more and better information than the next guy, and I think that's still true. But there's so much stuff available, data available on our desktops now, that the ability to arbitrage information or basic information is no longer there, right? So it's that extra piece of information that you get from a relationship, I think, that at the margin can have a lot of impact.
Yeah, a lot of times, and I'm going to show how old I am, guys that are the students in the room, I apologize, but I always liken it to the fact of Melody Griffith in The Working Girl. She found the solution by outworking and out-researching the other person and then applying it in the appropriate manner within the business community. And that, guys, that's what real estate is, even if it was done in that case in a different setting. It's finding the information and applying it correctly. We've got about 5 minutes left in this segment, so we've got some time. Yeah, that's right. You've got to tap dance some more, Dave. So now let's talk a little bit about what you do at the university.
What I do?
That's right, what you do, because I know that not only in teaching the students, you also do a lot of research and present papers and do stuff like that. And that's also very important to a academic program, is having that type of participation from its academic, I don't want to say staff and demean you guys, but staff.
Staff. I've been called worse than that.
Professors. Yeah, you're an infection.
No, I think you're right. Research, UF is a research-oriented university, right? So teaching is very important. It's certainly a core, one of the core fundamental missions that we have. But research is also very important, and it's, of course, what I'm very interested in as well. So I'm kind of a research geek. I write a lot of research-oriented papers and have the ability to kind of travel around the country and the world kind of presenting that stuff in a research symposium or research kind of setting. So there's administrative stuff. I enjoy working with the students in the program. There's teaching, which is fun and rewarding. There's a research component to it.
Football games?
Football games occasionally. Right. I have to have season tickets because the students know what's going on in football, so I need to know what's going on as well. Now, let's not talk football.
Oh, we're not going to talk football. We're going to talk about real estate. The only real estate involved in football is the football field. We know what it looks like. We know where they're located. So I don't think there's much information arbitrage to do there. Now, we talked about the fine students and applicants that you're getting into your program. What would make up a fine applicant for student participation in your program? What are you guys looking for?
So we take students right out of their undergrad, whether it's the business school or the construction school or geography, and of course we're looking for good standardized test scores, good GPAs, but more importantly, I think sometimes we're looking for some notion that this person is passionate about commercial real estate. Either they've worked in commercial real estate, they have had some internships, they've got family connections. So we're looking for some people, for people who are really interested in commercial real estate as a profession. So certainly test scores matter, GPA, all that regular stuff. But also we interview at the graduate level. We interview almost all the students. So we're looking for people who present themselves well and will interview well and be a credit to the university when they're finished.
Well, the students are the product of the university and the product of your program. So I would think you'd want to polish them up and make them look right. Now, we only have like a minute or so left, and I know that what we do is, a lot of what we do is we network and we coach the students. I'd like to see if we could also create something within the context of the program where we could coach this, the people that are looking for their second or third job. Is that something that you think we could possibly help?
Right. We were just talking about that at our executive committee meeting today. Right. There are some students who finish one of the programs. It might not even be the real estate program, but they're working in real estate. And they want to make a move, but they're not quite sure where to go, what to do, or how to do it. So I think with the University of Florida's network throughout the state, the country, we could actually play a role in helping those students get some mentoring. So we're talking about forming small groups in different parts of the state that would make themselves available to UF alums that are looking to make that next move.
Well, that sounds like another great value add that you can get from the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, Bergstrom Center. I guess really what we're talking about there is the Nathan Collier MSRE program, right?
It's the Masters of Science in Real Estate program sponsored by Nathan Collier.
Well, I'm glad that you knew how to say that right, because it's obvious that I didn't. We've got only a minute left, Dave, so if students want to submit their applications, how do they do that?
Just go online to actually just realestate@ufl.edu, find the MSRE program. There's plenty of information on how to apply and get that done. And I'd also ask if there are any potential employers out there that are starting to think about their current needs. We've got a really good class of students, about 30 students graduating here at the end of April, beginning of May, as well as some undergrad students that are certainly in the job market. So if you've been thinking about looking for to employ a student, now's a good time to contact us at the University of Florida.
Well, that sounds great. You know, we're broadcasting live from the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies Trends and Strategies Conference. Did I get it right? Oh, my gosh, it practice makes perfect. I only have to do it 9,998 more times to get it right. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to have Brad Hunter. He's the chairman of Metro Studies. We're going to be talking about the markets all across the country in home building. Oscar, take me out. We'll be back after this.